The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. Read from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The names of the 12 apostles are these. First, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus. Simon the Canaanian, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. The gospel of the Lord. Various practical applications I'd like to make in honor of this great saint that we celebrate today. Today we celebrate Saint Benedict. And what his name means, maybe you've heard the word in English, benediction. That's what it means. His name means blessing. So I'll pray that today, in honor of Saint Benedict, all of you will receive a very special blessing today. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next point is this. Both he and his sister are canonized saints. That means mothers and fathers have to form saints. That's what God wants. How many parents here? Do you want your children to become saints? Hello? Yeah, that means that his parents probably did a pretty good job. What do you think? No? His sister was his twin. Did you know that? He had a twin sister. Obviously not identical, okay? You don't believe in transgenderism, do we? No. Yeah. So his twin sister is a canonized saint. Maybe you've never heard of her, but now you will. Her name is Scholastica. Okay? That's the twin sister of Benedict. We celebrate her feast day, February 10th. Okay, a point I'd like to glean from his life, I think is very applicable to what's going on today. Even though we don't like to hear this point, it's true. Not always, but when you send your children today to colleges or universities, usually they come back either no longer believing or doubting their faith. Right? It's true. Whether you like it or not, that's the reality in this country. Now, if you send them to Franciscan or Ave Maria or Christendom, okay, it's not going to be that way. Probably not, okay? But if you send your children to public colleges or universities, usually, either they come back atheists, agnostics, or rejecting the church. I'm speaking from experience because the parents, the mothers come crying on my shoulder, okay? Okay, why do I say that related to this saint? Saint Benedict was born in the 5th century, around 480, and he was an Italian and came from a pretty wealthy family. So his parents wanted to send him to where they thought would be the best college education. If we're United States, it would be Harvard, Yale, or MIT, okay? Those are the three big guns in the United States, okay? We call it the Ivy League, the Ivy League colleges. So his parents sent him to the university there. It wasn't in the same structure as today, but the higher education in Rome. That was where the center of learning was. And Benedict was so scandalized by the immorality that he said, heck with it, I'm not going to study here anymore. So he left Rome and traveled about 60 miles south to a place called Subiaco, where he lived in a cave for 3 years. Okay? So he prayed, he fasted, and he was so holy that these other men would come to him and ask him for advice. Then they wanted him to be their leader. And he said, I don't want to because you're double my age. They finally said yes. And he was so demanding that they hated him. And they tried to poison him. Okay? So you'll see pictures of Benedict with a cup and he blessing the cup and the cup shattered in 1,000 pieces. So he flees from there. If you've ever been to Europe, you've heard of probably Monte Cassino, okay? Where he set up monasteries. Not one, but many. Then he formed a new religious order back then. We call them the Benedictines, in honor of Saint Benedict. And all of us who are religious, I'm a religious priest, oblate the Virgin Mary, we have our rule, which was basically taken from Saint Benedict. That is, his claim to fame is that he wrote a rule on how to live in a religious community. When to get up, when to pray, when to rest, when to recreate, when to study, when to work, who the superior, how to elect the superior, how to accept candidates, the best rule in the religious life in the world. So you might even Google in sometime this evening, the rule of Benedict, and just scroll down to see what it is. It is a spiritual masterpiece. It's a spiritual masterpiece. What is most known of Saint Benedict is his motto, which would be, any of you know? Ora et labora. How's your Latin? Okay. Ora et labora, which means, ora, which would be pray, and labora means work. That is the motto of the Benedictines. And I think it should be the motto of every one of you too. That should be our motto. Is that all of us are called to pray. Not just a distracted sign of the cross before you go to bed. That's not going to cut it. We got to pray. But we got to pray fervently with fire. But also, we have to work. Those are the two foundations of holiness. You got to pray with all of your heart. And when you work, work with all of the energy of your will. All the saints did that. So you're called to become a saint. Let's ask Saint Benedict that we would really take seriously the challenge in our lives to not be content with kind of a superficial, mediocre prayer life. Let's don't be content with that. Now let's pray that we'll overcome laziness. Let's work hard. Life is short. And none of us are getting any younger, are we? Huh? Life is very, very short. So, in honor of Saint Alberto Hurtado, the Chilean Jesuit priest, his motto was this: let us rest in two places. Descansar en dos lugares, el cementerio y el cielo, okay? Let's rest in two places. Let's rest in the cemetery, and let's rest in heaven. In the meantime, let us pray and work. Amen.